punishment from the hangman. Famous last words. Our hero dies. Angels. Conversations about. Inadvisability of misplaced offers regarding broomsticks. An unexpected ride. A world free of honest men. A man on the hop. There is always a choice. They say that the prospect of being hanged in the morning concentrates a man's mind wonderfully. Unfortunately, what the mind inevitably concentrates on is that, in the morning, it will be in a body that is going to be hanged. The man going to be hanged had been named Moist von Lipwig by doting, if unwise, parents. But he was not going to embarrass the name, insofar as that was still possible, by being hung under it. To the world in general, and particularly on that bit of it known as the death warrant, he was Alfred Spangler. And he took a more positive approach to the situation and had concentrated his mind on the prospect of not being hanged in the morning, and, most particularly, on the prospect of removing all the crumbling mortar from around a stone in his cell wall with a spoon. So far, the work had taken him 5 weeks and reduced the spoon to something like a nail file. Fortunately, no one ever came to change the bedding here, or else they would have discovered the world's heaviest mattress. It was a large and heavy stone that was currently the object of his attentions, and at some point a huge staple had been hammered into it as an anchor for manacles. Moist sat down facing the wall, gripped the iron ring in both hands, braced his legs against the stones on either side, and heaved. His shoulders caught fire, and a red mist filled his vision, but the block slid out with a faint and inappropriate tinkling noise. Moist managed to ease it away from the hole and peered inside. At the far end was another block, and the mortar around it looked suspiciously strong and fresh. Just in front of it was a new spoon. It was shiny. As he studied it, he heard the clapping behind him. He turned his head, tendons twanging a little riff of agony, and saw several of the wardens watching him through the bars. "Well done, Mr. Spangler," said one of them. "Ronnie owes me $5. I told him you were a sticker." "He's a sticker," I said. "You set this up, did you, Mr. Wilkinson?" said Moist weakly, watching the glint of light on the spoon. "Oh, not us, sir. Lord Vetinar is orders. He insists that all condemned prisoners should be offered the prospect of freedom." "Freedom? But there's a damn great stone through there." "Yes, there is that, sir. Yes, there is that," said the warden. "It's only the prospect, you see, not actual free freedom as such." "That'd be a bit daft, eh?"
"I suppose so, yes," said Moist. He didn't say, "you bastards." The wardens had treated him quite civilly these past 6 weeks, and he made a point of getting on with people. He was very, very good at it. People skills were part of his stock in trade. They were nearly the whole of it. Besides, these people had big sticks. So, speaking carefully, he added, "Some people might consider this cruel, Mr. Wilkinson."
"Yes, sir. We asked him about that, sir, but he said no, it wasn't. He said it provided," his forehead wrinkled, "occupation all therapy, healthy exercise prevented moping, and offered that greatest of all treasures, which is hope, sir."
"Hope," muttered Moist glumly.
"Not upset, are you, sir?"
"Upset?
Why should I be upset, Mr. Wilkinson? Only the last bloke we had in this cell, he managed to get down that drain, sir. Very small man, very agile."
Moist looked at the little grid in the floor. He dismissed it out of hand. "Does it lead to the river?" he said. The warden grinned.
"You'd think so, wouldn't you? He was really upset when we fished him out. Nice to see you've entered into the spirit of the thing, sir. You've been an example to all of us, sir, the way you kept going. Stuffing all the dust in your mattress. Very clever. Very tidy. Very neat. It's really cheered us up having you in here. Oh, by the way, Mrs. Wilkinson says thanks very much for the fruit basket. Very posh it is. It's got kumquats even."
"Don't mention it, Mr. Wilkinson."
"The warden was a bit green about the kumquats, because he only got dates in his, but I told him, sir, that fruit baskets is like life. Until you've got the pineapple off of the top, you never know what's underneath. He says thank you too."
"Glad he liked it, Mr. Wilkinson," said Moist absent-mindedly. Several of his former landladies had brought in presents for the poor, confused boy, and Moist always invested in generosity. A career like his was all about style, after all.
"On that general subject, sir,"